Okay, you're on Groovevine 7.7 FM. I'm with the wonderful three ladies from Trebel. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, so who have we got in the studio today?
I am Jess Siegel, and I am the mezzo-soprano of the group.
I'm Jen Little, and I'm the lyric soprano of the trio.
And I'm Karen Andressen, and I'm the coloratura soprano.
Okay, so what sort of music do you do, and how did you get started? Nice, easy question to get going on.
Good question. So the music that we do very varied music. So we call ourselves a pop opera trio, which means that we combine music together. So we take popular music, and we're all classically trained, and we put them together and create what hopefully you'll hear shortly in our single, which is an amalgamation of styles of music.
Ah, so classically trained, meaning I could just see you in gym suits, kind of jogging around, doing a few scales.
We don't do that, definitely not.
We power down left and key, but we don't really do any exercise.
No. I'm thinking that you went to the music school in Wellington or elsewhere?
I did a Bachelor of Music at Victoria University before the School of Music, and Jess, you went to New Zealand School of Music.
Yeah, well, I originally was going to Vic, and it turned into the New Zealand School of Music while I was there. So I came out with a Vic degree, but seemed to attend the New Zealand School of Music.
And I studied privately at the New Zealand School of Music, funnily enough, with both Emily Mayer and Jenny Wallerman.
Ah, right. Anybody come across Michael Binton?
Yeah. We saw Michael last night because Jess and I are at the opera company, so we were rehearsing for the
Flying Dutchman.
Flying Dutch.
Oh, so that's your day job.
Well, one of our day jobs.
One of our day jobs. We have many jobs, many hats.
Yes.
We like to wear.
We all have full-time professional jobs as well.
Ah, yes, I know that.
Yes, you would.
So how did the Trebel thing come together?
Yeah. Well, so with Jen and I, we've known each other the longest, although the three of us are all really good friends and have been, it feels like we've known each other forever. But Jen and I met at singing competitions, and then we were doing the Tales of Hoffman. The two of us were performing with Patrick Power in two of the female lead roles. And so we got to talking and got to know each other better. And we were thinking, well, let's create some more performance opportunities for ourselves. And so we were sitting... It was at Oriental Bay, wasn't it?
Enjoying a rosebud in the sun.
Yeah. Talking about what we could do. And I did a composition degree when I was at uni, so and I was a high school music teacher, so it meant that I can arrange the music, which Jess also has done a bit of as well. So,
and I think at the time, you know, we were discussing then how popular pop opera, the genre of pop opera was, and it was really taking off. There were groups appearing like The Priests and Il Divo and Hayley Westerner and
Josh Groban.
Got a soft spot for Josh Groban. And Michael Bublé.
I call him a pop opera, surely.
He's loosely pop opera.
Yeah.
More pop.
Bad jazz, but...
We get to choose our own repertoire too, so I guess while we're all classical singers, we like a really wide range of music. Jess is a closet metal fan.
I love progressive rock. Yeah. I find it kind of operatic, actually. And so many of them, these two laugh at me, but so many of them are classically trained.
Yes.
And use it in a completely different way to the way that we use it.
Queen stole all their ideas from that era, didn't
they? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So dramatic. It's so brilliant.
We've actually been arranging The Show Must Go On at the moment as one of the pieces that we'll be singing next year for a festival. So so that's going to be pretty cool. We've been looking to do that one for a wee while. Does anybody want to take it anymore? The show must go on. The show must go on. So yes, so we've been going for a wee bit now, and we spend a lot of time together. So yeah, we're all become really good friends, and these two were my bridesmaids last year as well. So. We see each other probably more than our families, and my husband sees.
We do.
Sees me.
He inherited not one wife, but in fact two other people to come along with her as well.
Lucky guy.
He's already soundproofed the apartment.
I was saying, has he got a garage or a man cave?
He does. We've had to go to Jess's place. We used to have them at my place when I was flatting in Oriental Bay, but when he moved in, we had to go somewhere a bit more central, so we now rehearse at Jess's place, and she's got very patient flatmates.
we love the selection of stuff that we're able to sing, so it's everything from, you know, Coldplay, Queen, Snow Patrol, so a whole variety
Sondheim.
It's a huge mix.
Now, you've made a single as well. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we've actually done two, haven't we? We have done two. Yeah.
Two singles.
So I guess that started about the first single we released last year called Hold My Hand, and that's on iTunes. And we found a couple of guys through LinkedIn, actually. Social media is great. So we've done all our researching to find out who we should be working with and who's out there that really understands the style of pop opera. Mm. And we came across two guys in Auckland, Tom Fox and Marshall Smith of the Sound Room, and I made contact with them actually from Sydney at the time. I was on holiday on the beach researching on LinkedIn on my iPhone, and they seemed really keen. So when I got back, we set up a time to go up to Auckland and meet with them, and they were really keen to come on board and help compose a first single for Trey Bell.
We're at the same time we got to know Wayne Senior, who's another really well-known composer who used to be at TVNZ heading up the music there. So he's been helping with our most recent single, which is Set the World on Fire.
In collaboration with Tom and Marshall.
Mm. Yeah. Which is quite different to the Set the World on Fire, which I know.
Yes.
I know, I did listen to that piece of music and think, could we do an arrangement of that one as well?
It's an option. So, yeah, it is quite a... I'm not exactly sure where to place it, but even pop opera is not quite the terminology I would use.
No,
I don't... Very broad.
Yeah,
which is lovely.
I don't think we... But people who do pop opera typically, while they might have a little bit of classical training, the amount of classical training that the three of us have done is, you know, really quite a lot. We could all, and we've all done operatic and musical theatre type sort of solo type roles in our past. And so when that's something that I take into consideration when we are arranging for us, is that we've all got quite different voices, but because we've spent so much time rehearsing, every now and again the aim is, you often have like the 10 tenors, for example, and there's, you know, lots of tenors together all going for it, whereas we try and blend our sound, and so we become really acutely aware of each other and what ends up being harmonic frequencies and the waves, so you actually get a sort of ringing sound when you actually performing in three-part harmony. So that's kind of where we differentiate ourselves, because other people in that sort of space will sing as individuals, whereas we try to sing as a group.
As one.
In one voice.
Yeah. Which must be... I could see actually just sort of when you come to compose something, a lot of... pop music, for example, is it's always sickly sweet because there's a certain range that of sound that you always go for, regardless of what the song is, and it's always 4/4 time plus two. Mm. Then you've got a bridge, and it's very constructed to basically to fit a particular model.
Yes,
it is. So you had that in mind when you were composing?
That Tom and Marshall specifically composed our song. So the guide that we gave them is, while we relate to a wide range of people, both from a classical audience who will appreciate the operatic side of what we do, along with people who enjoy musical theatre, the type of guidance that we wanted was something that would appeal to all of those audiences.
And that's always been the idea behind what we do, is that we're trying to bring music that you perhaps wouldn't listen to on a day-to-day basis to the masses.
Yeah.
So bringing that sort of the classical genre, bringing in a bit of jazz, bringing in music that you might not listen to all the time, or that people see as sitting into a niche, we would like to bring that to a large audience.
Yeah. And I think, in going back to your question, I think there is certainly a formula, and everyone we've spoken to in the industry, Ray Thompson, you know, Tom and Marshall, there is a distinct formula in terms of it being that verse-chorus, verse-chorus-bridge. So we have... we have gone with that formula as well.
That's to create some kind of recognisable package as well. So you've got other things you're thinking of composing as well?
I think we're always looking for new inspiration in terms of the other sort of songs. We have the luxury of being able to choose any type of song and putting our spin on it. So it become, whether it's a cover or whether we choose to go down and do more original singles, typically the pop opera genre in itself attracts, they typically do covers and that sort of thing. And I don't think we would ever go away from that, because the likes of You Raise Me Up,
To Say Goodbye.
They are still, whether you personally like them or not, I mean, we enjoy singing them, but a lot of people really...
Check the boxes.
They cry.
Well, it's wonderful you guys coming in and talking to us. We're talking to Trebell, and you have a new single out, which is called...
Set the World on Fire.
Why don't we have a listen to it?
They never tried to warn me. I'd watch my world go up in flames. I wanna set the world on fire. That I